From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Donald Trump will be heading to Mexico today. Before making a speech Wednesday explaining his immigration policies, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is going to Mexico for talks with President Enrique Peña Nieto. Throughout his campaign, Trump has repeatedly touted a proposal to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexican border, with the Mexican government picking up the cost. Nieto has said that there is no way that will happen. Nieto's office said he has invited both Trump and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton for talks about the relationship between the neighboring countries. Nieto added that he believes in dialogue to promote Mexico's interest and mainly to protect Mexicans wherever they are. No word from the Clinton campaign as to whether she planned to accept the offer as well. Immigration has become a big issue in the 2016 presidential campaign. Stark contrast between the policies of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. More from VOA's Carolyn Pursuti.
From the day Donald Trump announced his candidacy, he proposed building a wall between Mexico and the U.S. He says he will enforce visa expiration dates and offer no citizenship for illegal immigrants. He plans to remove the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants from public assistance and deport the violent ones. Hillary Clinton also would deport violent criminals. Her immigration policy mirrors Barack Obama's. Analysts say Clinton's immigration plan appeals to liberal and moderate Democrats, and even some moderate Republicans. So recently, Trump has softened his stance. He originally wanted to deport all undocumented immigrants, now just criminals. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.
Keep up on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says a coalition airstrike targeted one of Islamic State's most senior leaders in northern Syria, stopping short of saying he is dead, but declaring that outcome would be a significant blow to the militant group. Islamic State itself announced Abu Muhammad al-Adnani's death Tuesday, saying only that he was killed while surveying the operations to repel the military campaigns against Aleppo. Adnani was a prominent member of the al-Qaeda terror network before aligning himself with Islamic State, where he was considered second in rank to that group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan denies that Turkey has agreed to a ceasefire with Syrian Kurdish forces, saying it was out of the question for Ankara to reach any agreement with a group it considers a terror organization. Ibrahim Kalin told reporters Wednesday that the Kurdish militia will remain a target for Turkey until they move east of the Euphrates River. Turkey's incursion into Syria helped rebels take the border town of Jarablus from the Islamic State group last week, but clashes have since broken out between Turkish and Kurdish forces in the area. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging India to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Speaking on the Delhi campus of the Indian Institute of Technology, Kerry said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges that require a different type of response than previous security threats.
More broadly, we reiterated our unwavering commitment to the protection of our citizens and to defeating the terrorist mantra of bigotry and of hate.
Leading nations, added Curry, cannot simply ignore threats beyond their borders because, in an interconnected, globalized world, those dangers will inevitably cross borders. Curry also mentioned the regional security challenge posed by Beijing's militarization of the South China Sea, a growing concern of India, which shares a disputed border with China. Curry said there is no military solution to that regional standoff. Somali officials say the death toll from a car bombing Tuesday near the presidential palace has risen to at least 22 after several of the injured died from their wounds. The car hit a wall of the SYL Hotel, a popular meeting spot for Somali government officials. Mogadishu police officer Major Mohammed Abdullahi told Reuters that 50 people had been wounded in the attack. Among those injured were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalist. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.